Explore custom silver design at mickracely-silver.com. Mick has been creating custom silver designs for over 25 years, has lived all over the Southwest, and has been privileged to work with many Native and contemporary masters. Mick invites you to challenge him with the unusual request. Jewelry, accessories, sculpture, boxes. If you've seen a piece somewhere, even in your mind, and you don't know where to get it, contact him. He offers custom one-off pieces, your design or his, and can work from photos, drawings, or even sketches on napkins. So, if you need that extra special holiday gift, now's the time. Go to mickracely-silver.com.
We're back with more badass liberal talk. Fart Talk Radio.
There's a lot of reasons to hate Bush, but what are they? Think rationally for 1 minute. What is driving this hatred? There's one thing to disagree. There's one thing to prefer a different philosophical point of view. That's fair game. You can be a Democrat, but to hate him? Why? Why would you hate George W. Bush?
Well, Sean, as always, your extremely wide shotgun, it includes everybody on the planet, the way you say that. Why do some people hate Bush? Well, I can guarantee you the elected Democrats in Washington don't hate Bush. If they hated Bush, they would impeach him. But no, you'd have to be a real vengeful bunch of sons of bitches to impeach a president just because he kicked your ass twice in a row at the polls. That is what hatred is, Sean. Standing around wringing our hands and saying, oh, W is my president, that's not what I call hatred. That's what I call hero worship. You ask Lieberman, well, you can ask any of them. Anybody who did not filibuster, another sidebar. I saw a thing in today's paper. John Kerry says he's going to put an end to the Ashcroft era. Well, guess what, John? You had a chance to prevent the Ashcroft era, and you failed to exercise that option. Why the hell did you go to sleep when it came time to filibuster Ashcroft? You had the power to stop someone you knew was religiously insane, and you said, oh, no, he's in the club. That's okay. He's one of us. He's in the club. So you intentionally allowed a religiously insane idiot to be the top cop in America. And now you're saying you got a plan to put him to pasture? Well, no, you put him out there. He's your tar baby. He's your boy. Don't give me any crap about you're going to fix it. You had a chance to fix the problem before it started, Mr. Kerry. Why did you go to sleep? Why did you go AWOL from your responsibilities? Why didn't you do your job when you had a chance? And don't think I'm picking on Kerry at this last minute. For years I've been screaming, someone is going to want to run for president come 2003, 2004. Where the hell are you today in 2001 and 2002? Where the hell are you when your country needs you? But no, you went to sleep. Not just Kerry, but everybody. And before you mention it, I'm going to give Hillary the exemption. I'm going to give her the pass. There's nobody in the history of America has ever been in Hillary's position. Hillary could not, and to some degree still cannot, afford to just jump up and grab the spotlight and say, I know what I'm doing, everybody follow me.
You know, they used to talk about Clinton haters. I've never hated Bill Clinton.
Another lie from a lying Nazi whore.
I don't like him as a person, don't like what he represents. I saw through this man from day one, and everything, by the way, we said about him all came true.
Hannity, every time you tell a lie, I'm going to stick my foot in your ass. None of that shit came true. The only thing that came true was Monica. Every other thing, Travelgate, the FBI files, selling the plots at Arlington Cemetery, the haircut that he allegedly got at the airport, all that was absolute bullshit. Everybody knew it. Ken Starr had to admit it in writing when he filed his little silly report. So the idea that everything you said about Clinton came true is about 99% of a lie. Don't you ever tell the truth?
But, you know, nevertheless, never hated the guy. Don't hate his wife. Don't hate any liberal. Hatred, remember, it's like psychic jujitsu. It always comes back and hits you. You know, if you hate them, you lose. Because the hatred then gets inside of you and hurts your heart.
Sean, I'm not in the mood for some goofy-ass hand job, especially not from you. Oh, it hurt your heart when you attacked the president. How'd you get all those millions, you lying bastard?
But, you know, all the experts are recognizing this hatred is just exceptional.
The very opposite is true. What's exceptional is the Democrats' unwillingness to fight back. Their unwillingness to attack or stand up for anything is what is exceptional here.
I mean, look at between Bruce Springsteen and Moby and John Mellencamp and Michael Stipe and there are all these Dave Matthews and the Dixie Chicks and Don Henley and Willie Nelson and all these other guys. They're out there, you know, thinking they're going to affect the vote in some way.
Hating people in show business has always been a Republican staple, except when that goofy, muscle-headed groper decided he wanted to be governor. All of a sudden it's, oh, of course, he's the man with the magic. He's the man that can do it. Oh, Arnold is our man. We love Arnold. He's just a guy. He's perfect. He's God. Oh, and on and on and on. Can't you guys make up your mind about something and stick to it?
I bring up this issue. I think we got into this with Ollie last night.
Excuse me, but would that be Ollie the traitor North, the man who refused a direct order from Reagan to tell him what he did with Iran-Contra? Is that the man you're talking about? How in the world do the Republicans stick with these traitors? Semper Fidelis doesn't mean a goddamn thing if you're going to refuse a direct order from your commander-in-chief standing 2 feet away from you. Oh, but he hates Clinton, so we're going to make him rich, too. God, I'm on the wrong side.
What is the motivation, if you look at these attacks going on in Iraq by the Fedayeen, the Saddam loyalists, the Ba'ath Party members, Al-Qaeda cells, and others, what is the purpose? Why are they trying to, on a regular basis, kill our troops?
Well, gee, do you think it might have anything to do with our invasion of their country and our bombing of their biggest cities? You think that would be any kind of motivation for someone to attack the invading army? Christ, you're stupid, Hannity. How'd you get this job? Are you blowing Roger Ailes? Is that how you got this job?
And am I wrong when I suggest or I am suspicious that they see one of the two major parties in America, and we brought this up as a discussion last night, opposed to the war in Iraq, opposed to the U.S. leadership in this war, and are they savvy enough, aware enough, smart enough to analyze the situation here and understand that they could influence the political dialogue in this country if they could just keep up these attacks? In other words, that they could force America to retreat. Do they not see a political party already urging America to retreat? Are they not playing into that?
You know, it's not very often we get a good old-fashioned fuck you, but that's what we got for Hannity. Fuck you, Hannity. In 1998, when Wesley Clark and Bill Clinton were stopping genocide and tearing Milosevic a new asshole, you impeached him. Now, what kind of message does that send to the guy who's murdering the Albanians or the Slovenes or whoever he was murdering? You impeach the president right in the middle of a war. A war that, I might add, we lost no soldiers in. That's a little different from this moron who invaded Iraq for no goddamn reason. What the fuck is wrong with you, Hannity? You just need a slapping so bad, I'd sure like to be the one to do it.
You know, these liberal Democrats who claim to support the war against terrorists, not the war on Iraq. You know, when they, after every attack the president, what is the impact on the minds of those guys?
You know, it just could be that the Democrats realize that there's no way to get out of Iraq. Bush has gotten us into a mess that we can't get out of. How many soldiers are going to die? 1,000? 2,000? 5,000? How are we going to get out? If Bush has no plan, we can either let the men sit there and be shot at day after day until the end of time, or we can take some action. What's your idea, Hannity? If you had any respect for the troops, why do you want them picked off one by one until there are no more? The Republicans seem plenty willing to sacrifice an unknown number of soldiers just to make Bush's approval numbers go up. Is there any possible worse way to respect the troops? 440 dead we got now, just so Bush can say, I'm a war hero, vote for me. There was never a reason to go in Iraq. The sons of bitches admitted it about 60 days ago. Oh, we never said Iraq had anything to do with 9/11. Well, then what the fuck are we doing there? Why are those men dead?
And by the way, not all Democrats. I mean, look at Ed Koch's most recent column. He writes, I agree with the positions of the president. I believe the Bush doctrine of making no distinction between the terrorists who committed the September 11th acts and those who harbor them rivals in importance with the Monroe and Truman doctrines.
Bush says there's no difference between the terrorists and those who harbor them. What about those who empowered the terrorists by giving them Stinger missiles? What about companies like Halliburton that do $20 million worth of business with these tyrants like Saddam? What about Reagan and Bush the Smarter giving weapons to the terrorists in Iran? What about them making deals with Hezbollah? Seems to me they are the problem. If Bush meant what he said, if the terrorists are the same as those who helped them, then Bush and the BFEE are the terrorists. Bush said so.
Brilliant.
Well, thank you, Sean. I was rather proud of that myself.
I got to talk a little bit. I've been watching Howard Dean. I'm going to go because he went out there and he was in New Hampshire on Sunday saying the president has no understanding of defense.
Well, let's hear it from one of the two candidates who is willing to tell the truth about the unelected monkey moron.
Is conducting diplomacy by petulance.
Right on. The truth shall set you free.
Lacks the backbone to stand up against the Saudis.
Damn, he's good. If Wesley Clark wasn't the man, Dean would be the man. That's why I want to see them both on the same ticket.
Et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I want to get into this because this, it looks more and more like it's going to be a Dean candidacy. So I went back and I've done a little research on Mr. Dean, and I think we'll have some fun with that. Now, also, we're going to have Arnold Schwarzenegger is going to check in today. Dick Morris will weigh in on the Dem primary and Hillary.
Interesting. So you've got on a man who admits to sexual assault. And a man who was busted for sucking the toes of a prostitute. Good thinking. That's what I call an all-star lineup. Where else but the Hannity Show can you find a bunch of sexual deviants?
Can't you see it's a massive government conspiracy? Or have they gotten you too?
You are listening to Bart Cop Radio at BartCop.com.
About Bart Cop, you know, I've said before, that is the second best site on the internet. In its way, it's the best. There's a uniqueness to Bart Cop. But Bart Cop is one of the best sites on the internet. It's been around since God was a teenager, and he had a thing there yesterday. Have you considered subscribing to Bart Cop? He does a radio show now, and it is a real damn fine radio. If you haven't heard Bart Cop do his radio show, since his is totally internet, it's entirely different from anything else that you're going to hear. So come on, all right, go to BartCop.com. He's got it all set up there. They use PayPal, just like most of these websites do, and kick in something, all right? $10 a month or $5 or 25 cents a day, whatever it is he's asking for, just go check it out, okay? Support BartCop. Will you? Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
This summer, it came from Mid-America, Oklahoma, Knuckle Track, Bart Cop Radio.
And now I have some advice for Michael Jackson. First, I want to say something bad about the man, and then I'm going to give my advice. And you know, when I give the advice, it is just rock solid, take it to the bank, gold-plated, smart thing to do. Always. I was born with this talent. But something that bothers me about this whole mess is the choice of words both sides use. The sheriff accuses Michael of abusing a child. Maybe he used the term sexually abusing a child, I don't know, but what I heard was abusing a child or child abuse, whatever. And Michael's answer to that is, quote, "I would never harm a child." Well, maybe in Michael Jackson's world, it's not harmful to blow a 10-year-old boy. It just seems so stupid that the two of them, they're not even arguing about the same thing. They're saying you abused a boy, and Michael said, "I would never hurt a boy." Why don't you charge Michael with illegal oral copulation with a child? And if he wants to say, "I did not have illegal oral copulation with a child," Well, then at least the two of them are on record and they're talking about the same. And I don't want to get into the details. It just sounds so stupid, though, to hear them accuse him of something. His answer is, I didn't hurt him. It's just apples and oranges. And like every damn thing in the world, it seems like everything is designed to stretch it out for the TV cameras and the newspapers and Larry King. Scott Peterson and Kobe Bryant and, you know, the DC sniper and OJ and impeachment. Every damn thing in the world is designed to not end quickly. They, both sides, it seemed like, well, maybe not with Clinton and impeachment, but it just seems like they just love to make it bigger and longer. And how about we, you know, if court is on the 25th, well, why don't we delay it a couple months? That way the press, Larry King and Nancy Grace and everyone in the world, and Hannity and the Vulgar Pig Boy, and even people like me, can go on and on and on about crap for months and months. Why don't they get the hell to it? Something like Kobe Bryant. Is there a whole lot of investigation that needs to be done? Do you need to, I mean, there's what? At the most, there's what, 10 witnesses, a couple of her friends, a couple of employees, a couple of bodyguards. It's not like you got to interview everybody in Colorado. But no, they just got to make it so long. And the Scott Peterson deal. I read something in the paper this morning, pissed me off. It said the state of California, or the county, Stanberg County, whatever it is, Stanislaus County, they're running tests on something, the workbench or the place where he cut his fish or whatever, I don't know. Hey, California, 6 or 8 months ago, you announced your intention to murder the man. You announced your intention to put a needle in his arm and take his life away from him. And 8 months later, you're running tests? Why don't you run your tests before you announce your intention to murder the man? What the hell's wrong with California? And that's always been the biggest reason, and yeah, I like Gary Goes too, but the biggest reason I've been seemingly for Scott Peterson is they just want to murder him so bad. They just, like Jim Inhofe and a lot of other people, they just want it so fucking bad. They just want to kill him. And it's just no reason. Why don't you do your evidence and collection? Why don't you do your testing and all that shit before you say you want to murder the man? It just looks like you're just eager to murder like that vulgar Bush boy in the White House. The giggling murderer who loves nothing more than causing death. That's his goal in life, from those little frogs to the governor murdering all those black men with lawyers that were asleep, to let's bomb the fuck out of Baghdad. That's people that just want, people that enjoy murder, they just bother me. And if that includes the state of California, well, yeah, suddenly I'm on Scott Peterson's side. I think we ought to do our evidence gathering first and then kill the guy if the evidence says he did it. But no, no, no. Anyway, back to Michael Jackson. I was going to say this the other day, didn't know if it had come out wrong, but if you're hearing this, you paid to hear it, so you might give me a break. But I mentioned to that E lady in New York that she's worried Ashcroft's going to get me someday, and hopefully that ain't going to happen. But I jokingly said, if that happens, get me Mark Garagos. Get him real quick. And then I got to thinking, I wonder if he gives a discount for representing clients who are innocent. As far as I know, Susan McDougal's the only innocent client he's had. But anyway, my advice for Michael Jackson, here we go. Michael, got an idea for you. I got an idea how you can get back into the human race. What you do, you got a little money, you live in L.A., roughly. Why don't you put together, oh, this is such a good idea. Why don't you put together a band and go on tour? And don't do all those new crappy songs that nobody wants to hear. Why don't you get a good band, and by a good band, I'm talking about 5 people. Maybe 7 if you want a couple of horns, you know, 7 or 8. But don't be a monkey. Don't get 700 musicians. Don't get the goddamn London Symphony Orchestra and the fucking parachutes and clowns and, monkeys and the elephant man's bones and the, you know, you can leave that anti-hyperbaric sleep oxygen chamber bullshit thing at home. Leave Macaulay Culkin at home. Leave Elizabeth Taylor out of it. Leave Marlon Brando out of it. Leave your damn brothers out. You can bring your sister if you like. The good-looking one, the one that can sing. You don't need any, you don't need, like Britney, don't get 40 dancers to stand behind you and monkey see, monkey do. That's stupid. You're a talented man. You can sing. You can dance. Why don't you get in front of a band, a small band. You don't need a lot of backup. If you have to have some backup singers, get two. Have them hiding in the background. Don't have them out there on stage hopping around with military uniforms on and sparks shooting out their damn ears. That's just like the thing you do, Michael. Let's see, what else? No circuses, no flying saucers, no surgical masks. Just leave all that crap out of it and go on tour like a normal human being. Pretend you're a singer. Pretend you're a musician. What an idea! Barkout, with his slow IQ, comes up with a good idea. And here's what, you go on tour, and I'm not talking about Budapest and Yingyang, China. You know, why don't you start your damn tour, I know, in Gary, Indiana, where you were born. Why don't you start your tour in Gary, Indiana, and then play Chicago and St. Louis and Little Rock and Dallas and Kansas City and Milwaukee and normal places like a normal man and a normal band might do. All this, remember the last time you toured, Michael, you held a lottery. Oh, what a... Michael, the reason you're so weird is because you want to be weird. Why don't you try to be normal for half a minute? Don't you think a lot of your troubles would go away if you were half normal for a minute? Instead of some damn lottery, here's what you do. You know some people in the business. You're a musician, right? You got a little pull in the business, maybe, still? Get a hold of a couple of people that know what they're doing. And find a venue, let's say Kemper Arena, just to pull one out, in Kansas City. Find out when they got 4 or 5 days in a row with nothing happening. And by God, start there on Monday. If you sell out, do a second show Tuesday. If you sell out, do a third show on Wednesday. If you sell out, just keep playing until you don't sell out. The first time you get half an audience, you say, Kansas City, I love you. We've had 4 great nights here. Well, I'll come back again. Then you go to the next town, and you play until the people stop coming. Of course, there's a chance nobody will come. And there's a chance, you know, you'll play one night in Kansas City to half a crowd. But, hey, you're a musician. You're on the road. Another thing you might consider, go on Jay Leno. Go on David Letterman. Maybe do an interview with Jon Stewart. You know, expose yourself. Wrong term. Put yourself out in the public like you're a human being. You wouldn't be caught dead on one of those shows unless it's the Michael Jackson Millennium Super Badass King of Pop Monkey Award. You don't show up. And that's what makes you weird, Mike. You need to get away from the weird. What kills me is I'm 50, he's 45. We're not that far apart. But, oh, are we far apart. You know, Mike, if you used to do that, if he got you 4 or 5 really good musicians, another thing, the light show, don't bring in 1,000 lasers and mirrors and junk cars and cars hanging from the ceiling and 50 video screens. You know, show up with, you know, I don't know, like enough lights to fill up a nightclub. You know, maybe 100 of those par lights or whatever they're called. Do a simple show, a strip down, again, wrong term, but just do a simple show, go town to town, act like a musician. You might even get, you know, I would almost buy a ticket to that. If you came to Tulsa and you know, your little ad in the paper said you're going to be playing most of Thriller and a couple from whatever, Bad or Off the Wall or I don't know all the deals, but, you know, say, tell people you're going to play your 20 top songs. We don't want to hear you sing to a rat, Michael. We don't need any of that. We don't need any of this, oh, I'm so great. We don't need that song where you wrote about the guy that arrested you last time you blew a 10-year-old. How about you come out and sing the hits? That's what a musician might do, Michael. Michael, I could have made you a star. I could have made you big. But now you got to go with these monkey bones and the surgical mask and the a chimp in one hand and that little Webster guy in the other hand. I mean, God damn, Mike. I'll tell you one thing. Slash has stood by you. I give him some props to Slash. I like Slash. I got a lot of respect for Slash. And the idea that he is still your friend. Slash is a friend. Slash stuck with you. Yeah, there you go. Let Slash be your guitar player. More free advice, Michael. Gold-plated number one blue ribbon advice from old Bart. You want to get back in human race? We probably will let you in, but you're going to have to act like a musician and a singer if you want to make it in show business.
Don't touch that dial. Though you don't have a dial because you're probably listening to this on the computer.